Well, Dwayne, as we wrap up a, would it be considered a short-lived shutdown? There seemed to be a lot of confusion across the country as to what would remain open and what didn't remain open. And I would imagine the same happened in the Alamogordo area with Holloman Air Force Base.
Yes, we had a lot of, I wouldn't say misinformation, but it was very difficult for us to get any kind of information out of any of the facilities around us. We know White Sands National Monument closed down. The Lincoln National Forest, their offices closed, but the remainder of the National Forest remained open, except for the ones, the areas that people needed to get entrance into, and places like that, the campgrounds and things of those nature. White Sands missile range remained open, but then it closed. So when we were trying to get information, because everything shut down late Friday night, everybody had left, and we contacted some folks beforehand, and they were saying that they had to refer us to Washington, D.C., and all the agencies there. And by the time the government did shut down, we weren't able to get a hold of those folks in Washington, D.C. as well, or they weren't responding to our emails and our phone calls. So it was kind of frustrating, and I know the public was a little frustrated as well, because some places were open, other places were closed, and it was just a back and forth. But today they voted to reopen up the government agents or the federal government and fund it, and hopefully they will get things hammered out by February 8th, or we may be doing the same thing all over again.
And it seems that in the last several months, there's always been last-minute negotiations to keep the government open. We're going to have to wait and see what happens on February 8th.
Yes, we will. And it has been a back-and-forth thing. So hopefully they get it hammered out.
Let's talk about the march, the women's march that took place across the country. I understand there was a march in Alamogordo.
Yes, there was over 100 women and men participated in the Alamogordo March, which started out at our courthouse and then went all the way over to the Alameda Park, the gazebo there, and they were marching in support of the National March and women's issues.
And so you said there was a little bit over 100 people that showed up for that?
Yes, on a Sunday too, in some pretty cold weather, but yes,
It was a bit
there were
nippy this
about
weekend.
103.
Okay, well, good, Dwayne. We'll talk next week, sir.
Okay, thanks.